1, 2, 3, 4.
Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? It's been said that an apple a day keeps the doctor away. Or does it?
I was feeling so bad. I asked my family doctor just what I had.
It's time to get a new prescription for your life. Get ready for your daily dose of Healthy Talk Radio, the show that's empowering your health. And now, here's America's health and lifestyle coach.
Live. Do you want to get well? This is the show where your health is your wealth. Thriving is more important than just surviving, and the only thing lost are those unwanted pounds. This is Healthy Talk Radio, from heart disease, aches and pains, to even your basic cough and sneeze. This is talk radio that helps you get well, stay well, and live well. Phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. It's a new prescription for a new you, America. You can check it out online. Send me an email at getwellradio.com. We're going to kick it off with Sylvia. Hi, Sylvia.
Well, I've got on the outside of my ankle, the exterior ankle, there in the front of the ankle bone, there is a fatty area, real fat, almost like a not a bulbous, but it's very soft. Okay. And it looks like a tumor, but it's not on the inside of my ankles. It's only on the outside. And then when my Achilles tendon is on both sides, it feels like it's like that too. And I went to my doctor and I asked him about it, and he had me go to a podiatrist. And the podiatrist said, you just have fatty ankles. And I thought, I mean, it's just been a recent thing in the last 6 months. And I was surprised that he didn't even take blood or anything, but he didn't. And he just felt around, and he said, no, that's the way it should be. And I thought, well, I'm not a doctor, but this is just new for me.
Yeah, I understand. Well, I mean, it could be a little sebaceous cyst in that area. And whenever you got a little bit of extra body fat, the little sebaceous cysts can show themselves in a variety of places. So it might be what's going on. You might want to have it, again, maybe get another opinion. I know you've already been. But if it is a little sebaceous cyst, you have a couple of options. One is they can remove it, which, you know, depends on if it's restricting any of your motion or if it hurts or if there's any pain involved. And you know, if it's not cosmetically bothering you that much, it's not a big deal to leave it. And, of course, then if it is, though, if it's painful or if it's restrictive at all, you might want to consider it. Now, the way they form, if that's what it is a lot of times our bodies don't break down our proteins very well. If our bodies are not breaking the proteins down very well, then that can become a bit of a challenge. And one of the best things to do are using the proteolytic enzymes. And the proteolytic enzymes work very well in breaking down these excess proteins. Now, they have to be taken away from meals about 30 minutes to an hour. But, man, they can help break down the proteins quite well. And, of course, it's eating the right kind of foods, too. You can't just eat a bunch of junk food and do the proteolytic enzymes and think it's going to do the trick. So, again, it's setting the body up with the right environment so the body can heal and so it can thrive. And those are some of the things that you probably want to think about as you're going through this process. But hopefully that'll be helpful. I would get another opinion, too. Just to have it would be a smart move. Okay? 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Check us out online, getwellradio.com. You can check us out there. Or, remember, we've got healthcare providers in your area. So if you're looking for our providers, you can go to the website, find it there, give us a call during the normal business hours, and we got a great team that's available to be able to help you find who you need. Just check it out at getwellradio.com. Let's go to Jan now. Hi, Jan. Welcome to the show.
Well, I have a really odd, what seems like it's a really odd occurrence. I get the inside of my mouth gets feeling real rough. If I've seen the doctor about it, I've seen the dentist, and they don't, there really isn't much they can see. They haven't given me any idea what they think it is. It's more a feeling than it is something that you can see, but when I rub my tongue against, like, my cheek, the inside of my cheek, or around my, the inside of my mouth, it feels real rough.
Many times when you've got that sort of thing going on the inside of the mouth, it could be a vitamin B2 deficiency or vitamin B1. So it could be thiamine pyrophosphate, could be riboflavin 5-phosphate. Either one of those could be two of the keys. And literally, these deficiencies can happen quite frequently. So if you're not getting plenty of fruits and vegetables, you've got an imbalance there, maybe you just not haven't been eating enough of those foods, that can happen. Now, you combine that with a lot of stress, and then you really have an issue. So you can do that in a supplemental form or just increase your fruits and vegetables and see. But typically, when you target the B vitamins individually, that's where you'll see the most rapid response. B vitamins are water-soluble. And because they're water-soluble, you've got to make sure, I mean, they go in and out of the body really, really quick. So you got to make sure that you get plenty of those in, and that's a great way to check on it, okay? 888-283-7272. Lines are open with questions about your health. We'll go to Rob now. Hi, Rob.
Hi, how are you tonight?
Living well.
Okay, well, here's my question. It's on restless leg syndrome, and what I experience when I go to bed at night sometimes, it's almost like an overall generalized body tremor. It's not just in my lower extremities. Sometimes I'll feel it actually in my torso as well. And from what I understand, restless leg can express itself differently in different people.
Right.
I'm wondering what type of non-pharmacologic treatment you might recommend for that. I know they treat this with some of the anti-seizure medications, which I wouldn't go within a million miles of. I'd rather live with what I've got. And also, my diet is pretty much the same. I eat a lot at Subway. You know, I'm kind of a bachelor. I don't do a lot of cooking. I get a lot of vegetables, not too much fruits. And right now, I'm not taking any supplements or vitamins, so I wondered what your advice might be.
Well, if your diet's pretty decent, you know, I know it's not the best, you might want to shift over into more... Well, if you're eating plenty of vegetables, I wouldn't worry too much about the fruits. As long as you get some fresh berries here and there, I'm more concerned about vegetables than I am fruits. Proteins are really important, but regardless of how your diet goes, which I think needs to be more than just, you know, some fast food, I get the whole bachelor idea and concept. But the foundational four are really important, okay? And that's a good whole food multivitamin to give you a little bit of everything that you need. Digestive enzymes to help break your food down. And increase your absorption rate from about 15 to 20% to 80 or 90%. Cod liver oil for your omega-3 fats, and then probiotics, which put the good bacteria back in the digestive tract. So once you get on target with that, that will lay a good foundation. A good multi-mineral as well can help. A lot of restless leg typically is a mineral imbalance within the body. So, you know, those kind of supplementations can help. I would check your vitamin D if you haven't done that recently with your doctor. Get that level checked and see what the number is so you can keep that number up. But those are all important. And Foundational 4, you can check that out, foundational4.com. Good place to look at it. But, yeah, I mean, usually if you've got restless leg, it's a mineral imbalance. And your body's not getting certain nutritional components. Out of those that I listed, should pretty much cover it. And you can find that even the slightest imbalance could be the root cause. Hi, this is Dr. Asa here to talk about my good friends at Earth Fair, the healthy supermarket. Earth Fair is on a mission to transform lives, provide the best in natural food choices, and educate others toward healthier lifestyles. They give food items away every week to give back to the community, that's you, empower you to make a difference. So sign up for Earth Fair's Welcome Home at earthfair.com to save big each week and get a free whole chicken or maybe even some organic burgers. Text EAT, that's EAT, to 71700, that's 71700, and receive regular text coupons to save on all natural options. Are you looking for healthy, affordable options that kids will love too? Well, stop by Earth Fair every Thursday from 4 to 8 p.m. and up to 6 kids each free with the purchase of a $5 adult meal. For more information about my good friends at Earth Fair, please visit earthfair.com.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Alley C. Why Alley C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Alley C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Alley C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Alley C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Alley C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Alley C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Alley C. For more information and to order Alley C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Alley C today.
Are you storing food? Prepared families are storing food for months and years, but only have enough fuel stored for days or weeks. Stretch your fuel storage by harnessing the power of the sun with a sun oven. Food can be baked, boiled, or steamed at temperatures of 360 to 400 degrees with the power of the sun. You can use the sun for 50 to 80% of your cooking, allowing you to preserve your fuel storage for rainy days. Sun-baked foods stay moister and have less shrinkage and do not burn. Sun-baked roasts are tastier and more succulent, and sun-baked bread has unparalleled taste and texture. Water can be heated in a sun oven for purification or personal hygiene. For the past 26 years, sun ovens have been proudly made in the U.S. They're durable, have a long life, and come with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't be fooled by cheap imitations. For a discount coupon, visit sunoven.com/radio. That's sunoven.com/radio. What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA and are built to last a lifetime using heavy-duty thick-gauge steel and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135 and get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood use cooking stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
We'll be right back.
Phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. This is your show. It's the show where your health is your greatest wealth. I'm going to go to Kate now. Hi, Kate. Welcome to the show.
Hi there. How are you?
I'm living well, darling. How can I help?
Good. Well, I just, 2 years ago, I had an upper endoscopy, mm-hmm. and I was diagnosed with Barrett's esophagus.
Okay.
A hiatal hernia, and then I had allergic cells in my throat. And ever since I had the endoscopy, I've had a slight sore throat ever since, and that's been 2 years ago. And over the past 2 years, I feel like I'm losing strength in my voice and in my throat. And, like, my voice is kind of changing.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know what if that's normal after having an endoscopy, having the sore throat. I've seen my doctor, my primary care physician, and, you know, both my internist and my primary care physician say that they say that it's post-nasal drip that's causing my throat to be sore like that. But I'm wondering what your thoughts are on that.
It just depends. When you have that procedure done, sometimes the sore throat can linger, and it can linger for a while. So it is fairly common. Do you feel like it's getting any better? Is it getting worse, or is it staying the same?
It's not getting any better. And it just, it's staying the same. But, you know, even my family members have noticed that my voice is, I can't be forceful with my voice. You know, I can't speak loud. And
so it's hard for you to project your voice, right?
Right. Uh-huh.
Yeah. And so have you've gone in, and the doctors say, have they looked into it any further? Or are they just giving you their opinion? Like, have they gone in and looked at your vocal cords or anything again?
No, they haven't. But because of the Barrett's esophagus, I am supposed to go in every 2 years to monitor, you know, if they can monitor that. And
sure.
So I'm going to be going in here again in the next 2 weeks to have that done. But I didn't know if that procedure, if they would be able to tell anything from having the upper endoscopy again, or I don't know.
Yeah, no, that's okay. Yeah, they'll be able to. They definitely will be able to tell. You might, if you're really concerned about the vocal cords and whatnot, you might want to talk to them further and have them do a little bit more research. Now, there's some different therapies out there that possibly could help. There's a cold level, low level laser that potentially could help regenerate the tissue that might have been, you know, not damaged but irritated is probably a better way to put it. Certain homeopathics can be helpful too, as far as sort of a remedy goes. And literally, apple cider vinegar along with honey, like a raw honey, a couple of tablespoons of each, 2 or 3 times a day, might be very healing to the area as well as aloe vera juice. So those are some natural alternatives too that, I mean, they're not going to cause any kind of issue with regardless. I mean, they're pretty basic. But sometimes that can help as well. And you might even want to think about ginger root tea. Now, not just getting the tea bags, but actually cutting up ginger root, simmering it in distilled water, and making a warm tea out of that can be very healing to the throat and can be powerful in that regard. So just a couple things. The biggest thing I would not do is let it really get you down and bum you out and feel like you're completely, you know, like you've messed something up. It's a procedure I'm sure they had to do, and sometimes there can be some irritation left from that. So just see how it goes. And I would maybe even, this sounds kind of off, but I would maybe even get with a voice coach. And there might be some exercises that you can do to kind of re-strengthen the area that might have weakened or been triggered through that procedure. You know, that's a possibility. I know a lot of times we just want to sit back and let the body heal, and that makes a lot of sense because many times it can. But sometimes if you have to kind of retrain a little bit, then it'd be good to have a coach on your side that could help you do that. So, something definitely to think about. All right, but keep me posted. Send me an email too at getwellradio.com. All right, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. You're listening to the best in healthy talk radio. Question for the day from Gene Mee. Says, Harry in Dallas, Texas, I'm 62 years young and I have a problem with my legs swelling. And also with heart issues. My doctor says I have high blood pressure. Well, the reality is when you're dealing with high blood pressure and you've got the fluid retention, that's something you want to, whatever the medication they have you taking, make sure they have you, you know, make sure you follow that to a T. So, because the reality is kidney function is what is the biggest concern as you deal with heart disease and the potential for the swelling in the leg. So whatever medication they have you on, follow it to a T. Now, make sure you do the natural perspectives. You start to eat well. You start putting in the right type of dietary foods, low inflammatory foods. But also, from a diuretic perspective, fruits and vegetables can play a big role. The more potassium that you get in, less sodium, the more you're going to drop on the fluid. And see, that takes a, it makes a huge deal. So now this hantavirus is becoming kind of a big deal. The news, we're all seeing it. Well, they're warning now the hantavirus outbreak in Yosemite National Park, which, of course, the Health Protection Agency in the United Kingdom said it was contacting citizens who they believed were at risk. In a statement recently, the agency said it was providing health advice and information about the ongoing situation in the U.S., but the agency also said it's working with the U.S. and European health officials in responding to the hantavirus outbreak. So far, six cases of the rodent-borne disease, including two deaths, have been linked to certain tent cabins in Curry Village, which is one of Yosemite's most popular campgrounds. Park officials have sent letters and emails to about 3,100 people who received any of the 91 affected tent cabins, the Times reported. U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention said last week an estimated 10,000 people had stayed at the tent cabins between June 10th and August 24th. Hey folks, have you ever really wondered what you're actually made of? I mean, your own DNA. Well, in the future, your doctor will have your DNA profile on file to be used as a guide for your medicine, nutrition, and overall wellness. Well, the future is now with a breakthrough company called Gene Mee. Backed by cutting-edge science and genetic research, is showing us how to use strategic nutrition to turn back the clock on our personal genetic weaknesses. Our DNA is what we're made of, and now we can start to understand our bodies and our health with Gene Mee. From cardiac health to healthy energy levels, feeling great and fewer aches and pains after that yard work or exercise, Gene Mee has cracked the genetic code to help you find the vitality that you're searching for. If you want to use strategic nutrition to look and feel younger than you are right now, then visit getgenemee.me. That's getgenemee.me to get your free personal genetic nutrition profile today. Go to getgenemee.me.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. We'll be back in a moment.
25 years is reason to celebrate. Cash in on October deals during the 25th anniversary of Emergency Essentials. Going on now, save 26% off clarified butter, 24% off honey oat granola, and save 50% off a kitchen fire extinguisher. A must for any kitchen emergency. Stock your car with a Roadwise Emergency 72-hour kit, only $34.99 at BePrepared.com. New this month, two varieties of Mountain House just-in-case buckets. Your favorite Mountain House pouches packed in a convenient bucket. Find a super deal this month only for the Goal Zero Lighthouse LED Lantern and Nomad 7 Solar Panel. Iosad Potassium Iodide Tablets are on sale. And as always, check out the Emergency Essentials Group Specials now through October 31st. Call 800-999-1863 for exceptional customer service and Emergency Essentials low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or beprepared.com.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, floods, all sorts of natural disasters happen. Some of you are ready, some are not. MySurvivalGoods.com gets you ready. Think basics. Do you have a home first aid kit, a car emergency kit, a basic urban survival kit? MySurvivalGoods.com has kits. Then the big stuff. Ready for system interruptions caused by natural or man-made disasters, terrorism, government collapse, social chaos?
Are you ready to bug out?
Could you survive off the grid for a minimum of 3 days like FEMA says?
Don't count on FEMA.
Count on high-quality kits from MySurvivalGoods.com. Check out our large selection of emergency kits for cars, homes, schools, and office, and bug-out bags, first aid and flu kits, emergency water and food. Even build your very own custom emergency kit. 100% satisfaction guaranteed. Go to MySurvivalGoods.com now. That's MySurvivalGoods.com. Don't delay. Prepare today.
You store guns, ammo, and food and water. But do you store peace of mind when it comes to your firearms? Now you can with Duracoat. The last thing anyone needs is a firearm that won't work when you need it most. Improve the factory finish and Duracoat your firearms once for a lifetime of protection against rust and corrosion. And Duracoat also protects against water, salt water, mud, grime, or whatever nature throws at you. The Duracoat Shake and Spray Finishing Kit has everything you need to finish a complete firearm for just $34.95. No need for an airbrush or other spray equipment. Just degrease, then spray on Duracoat and let dry for a lifetime of protection. Duracoat is the simplest and most user-friendly firearm finish you can buy. Use Duracoat on knives, camping equipment, or anything metal, plastic, or wood you want to protect from the elements. Call 800-830-6677 or visit Duracoat.net. Spelled Duracoat.net. Duracoat, the finest firearm finish on the planet.
You know what happens to your digestive health around the holidays? Right. Unusual schedules and foods you don't normally eat can cause upset stomach and indigestion. But you can prepare your digestive tract with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse from Terraganics.com. Pro-EM-1 is all natural and made with certified organic ingredients. It contains no genetically modified ingredients or preservatives and has no animal products, wheat, soy, dairy, or gluten. Pro-EM-1 does not require refrigeration, so you can take it with you, over the river and through the woods to Grandma's house. Pro-EM-1 supports a healthy, regular digestive system, supports weight loss, and improves absorption of food nutrients. Improve your digestion and keep off those extra pounds with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse. Call or click Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. Toll free, 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. This is your show. It's the show where your health is your greatest wealth. We're going to go to Linda. Hi, Linda.
Hi.
How can I help, darling?
Well, tonight's the very first time I discovered your show, and I actually haven't even heard you speak of any topics, and I just called in and sort of recklessly got through here. And I bet you what I'm going to ask you, you've probably answered a billion times.
That's okay. A billion and one is okay, too.
Okay. Maybe somebody else like me doesn't know the answer, and maybe they can get information as well. So my question is, you know, I was Googling today, how do you naturally lower your blood pressure and cholesterol levels? And I got everything all over the place, and, you know, it just made me more confused. And so I don't know if I'm uninsurable because I had cancer in the last 5 years, so I can't even, you know, pay to go to a doctor. But, I'd like to know what I can do without going to a doctor to try to minimize that.
Well, what is your blood pressure running right now? Have you checked
it
recently?
Oh, it's all over the place. It jumps around. That's another thing I don't understand. You know, and this morning, it's one thing, and the next morning, it's another thing, you know, but it's, I think the worst it was here in the last day or two was like, 195 over 95.
All right, yeah, you definitely got to get in to see someone. Now, you can go see a doctor. You're just worried about the expense, right?
Yeah, I don't have any money.
Well, hold on.
I don't have any insurance.
You may not have insurance, but there's other options out there. They are so there's some really good clinics around the country in different cities. You just got to call and ask and look up in the kind of Google it or whatever. But there are a lot of faith-based clinics, and these faith-based clinics are funded by the local hospitals and nonprofits. Now, here's the deal. You think, well, it's like third-rate doctors. It's really not. A lot of these doctors that work in these faith-based clinics are the older guys and gals that have been practicing for like a million years. Those are the people you want to go to because think the experience that they have is amazing, and it's kind of their way of giving back. You know, they rotate the doctors out, and they work like 15, 20 hours a week. These people have unbelievable wisdom. And so your office visit's like $10. And, you know, then they give you, let's say you needed medication. Now, I can tell you things naturally, so I'm going to do that. But I'm just telling you, if it's running 195 over 95, and it fluctuates, you definitely need someone to take a look at you. And at least they can get you on some very mild medication to get it controlled until you can figure out what's going on. So think about this. You go to a faith-based clinic, you pay $10 for an office visit. And then they send you with a prescription over to Kroger or Walmart or somewhere like that, and you get a $4 list prescription. So now you spent $14, and your blood pressure is at least managed. It's not a lot of money. You know, you can swing that. That's not a ton. So just so you know, there's options, okay? Now, let's talk about your lifestyle for just a second. Are you overweight, and do you eat healthy or not so much, and you're wanting to learn how?
Well, I am overweight. I've been overweight my whole life, about 35 to 40 pounds my whole life.
Okay.
And I do eat well. I don't have a sugar habit, and I eat a lot of fruits and vegetables. So I eat a lot of whole grains, and tonight I had a spinach salad with grilled chicken, you know, I try to be good.
Yeah, okay.
But, you know, I had this baby weight, you know, from 20 years ago when I had my baby. It never went away.
Right.
So,
do you exercise much now?
Yeah, I walk. You know, I walk probably 3 days a week. I probably should do it every day, but sometimes I get busy and I can't. But, I don't know. I just like to know how to get it down because my mother died of a stroke. And I'm so afraid that's going to happen to me. I watched her suffer and die slowly, and it was horrible. And I don't want to be a burden like that on anybody, you know?
Well, it is. It's awful. I mean, that's never fun. And you want to live a long, fruitful life. How old are you, or how young are you right now?
I'm 55.
Okay.
And I survived cancer. It was a malignant melanoma, stage 4. And they told me I had 6 months to live back in January 2007.
Look at you now.
Yeah, so go
God. That is. Amen. So the reality is making some radical changes right now is the first thing that needs to happen. So eating well, there's a big difference. I know you've never listened to the show before. There's a book called Empowering Your Health. That's the name of the book. And eating well is one thing, and everybody has their own definition of that. But let me give you some quick examples of what that means, okay? So 3 meals a day, a couple of snacks in between. You want to lower inflammation as much as possible in the body. And the foods that will lower inflammation are this. So your protein sources are chicken, fish, beef, and eggs, those sorts of things. Your carbohydrate sources are fruits and vegetables. So your grains, potatoes, and rice and processed foods need to go out the window for a period of time, not forever, but for maybe about an 8 to 10 week period. And then you want to do about 25% of your diet in healthy fats. That's your almonds, your walnuts, your cashews, avocados. And you want to cook in things like coconut oil, fresh butter, organic butter. I mean, those are all kind of the direction you want to go. So if you do that, then you'll give your body a little bit of everything that it needs. You'll get the proteins, the fats, and the carbs that it needs to function at a peak level. You'll cut down inflammation in the body. And you'll give your body the nutrients that it needs to really thrive. So just to give you kind of a heads up, that is a real big key. Your eating habits are very, very important, especially if you've had cancer. Keeping the body alkaline is very important, too. You can get some pH paper. You want to keep it between 6.8 and 7.2. And your food groups can actually make a big difference. So if you eat more acidic foods, your body will stay more acidic. The cancer can't really thrive in an alkaline environment. And so that's another big key too. It's keeping the body more alkaline. And you can do that by the foods that you eat. The body's got a pretty strong buffering mechanism, and it'll keep it pretty much in balance. But if you're eating a lot of junk food, then it can throw it the other way. Now, exercise is a big one, too. If you've got, you know, 30 or 40 pounds that need to come off, two things. One is exercise, and two is getting your blood work done, checking on your hormones. Now, I know you're 55, but have you had that checked out recently? Like, have they checked all of your hormones? I guess not, since you've been to the doctor in a while,
no.
Right?
No, my oncologist just wants me to come back, and I can't afford to go see him. So,
that becomes a challenge. Find one of these faith-based clinics. I'm telling you, they're the best kept secret. People just don't know about them. They're like you. They say, well, if I can't get to a doctor and I don't have insurance, I guess I just can't go, and I've got to get online, talk to Dr. Google, and call this guy on the radio and try to figure it out. But the reality is there are people out there that will help you. And even if you're in a financial crisis or in a financial challenging situation, they can really help. So I would look in that direction. So for blood pressure, let me give you some tips from a natural perspective, okay? Mini trampoline, it costs about $100 at like a Dick's Sporting Goods. They're great, okay? They did some studies at Harvard, and they know that jumping on a mini trampoline creates this pump mechanism. It pumps the lymphatic system, which is great for blood pressure. So jumping on that 5 minutes a day up to 20 minutes a day can yield some pretty darn good results when it comes to that. So that's one component. And then another one, you got certain amino acids like L-citrulline, L-arginine, combined with quercetin and green tea extract. That all creates what's called nitric oxide. That's extremely beneficial from some of the studies. They actually almost did a Nobel Prize research on that and how well it supported cardiovascular health. So garlic, too, don't forget. Makes your breath smell terrible, but at the end of the day, it's really, really good for blood pressure. So, yeah, there's a lot of things out there that kind of hail as the silver bullet for blood pressure, but it really is a combination. It's a combination of making sure that you're eating well, you're exercising well, you're thinking well, and you're making good quality decisions for your health. So go to the doctor, though. Don't let that drag out. I mean, if you need to lose 40 pounds, you'll need to be on something during the time that you're losing that weight. And that's why the medication can be helpful. And then get really aggressive and start focusing. I know money's tight, but if you can get a personal trainer and someone that can help you more than walking, getting in the gym 2 to 3 days a week and then exercising with cardiovascular exercise like walking, jogging, or whatever, 2 to 3 days a week, all of that's going to be beneficial, too. So I know it's a challenge, but please go see a doctor. I think it'll benefit you more than you can imagine. And you can always email me. Call me back on the show, or you can email me at getwellradio.com, okay? Thanks for the call. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. You can give me a call right now or go online, getwellradio.com. Our scripture for the day comes from Psalm chapter 63, verse 3. It says, because your love is better than life, my lips and my mouth will glorify you. Powerful. Very true. We're going to go with our food for the day coming up out of this break. One of these foods, actually one of my favorites, can make a huge difference in your life. It's got muscle-building properties. It's great at reducing toxicity in the body. Great benefits for overall nutrition. You'll find out about this superfood when we come out of this break. 80% of the health challenges, by the way, are diet and lifestyle related. That means that somehow, some way, we've lifestyled our way into getting sick. But the good news is, if we can lifestyle our way into getting sick many times, we can lifestyle our way out to get well, stay well, and live well. We'll be right back with more Healthy Talk Radio.
Are you looking for a total health makeover and don't know where to start? Are you sick and tired of struggling with everyday health challenges like being overweight, hormone issues, low or high blood sugar, low energy levels, aches and pains, or depressed mood? Well, it's time for you to enroll in Get Well University. The doctor has created a complete health program that you can easily follow to learn the steps necessary to actually lifestyle your way to better health. It's called Get Well University. Get Well University is an 8-week lifestyle program consisting of one lesson per week to follow, guaranteed to transform your health and your life. With cutting-edge research and easy-to-understand information, Get Well University will jumpstart you into reaching your health goals. To sign up for Get Well University and have it delivered to you directly, call 888-599-9355. That's 888-599-9355. To learn the best way to get well, stay well, and live well.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. We'll be right back.
Every day, nearly 3,000 families enter into foreclosure and face losing their home. If you're currently behind on your mortgage, you can still avoid foreclosure. You can save your home, but you need to act now. We're Allied State Foreclosure Services. We're experts in saving homes from foreclosure. With just one phone call to us, you can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, and save your home. Call now. The call is free with no obligation. 1-800-597-8843. Call us if you've been threatened with foreclosure, denied loan modification, or missed a payment on your mortgage. If you've been a victim of a predatory loan or are upside down on your mortgage, even if you've lost your job and you're worried about losing your home, don't wait. Call us now and let us help you save your home. You've worked hard to build a life with your family. Let us help you keep your home. Call now before it's too late. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843.
The worst drought in 50 years continues, and the first 6 months of 2012 marks the hottest half year on record. 78% of the Midwest Corn Belt is in drought conditions. Not only corn, but soy, alfalfa, fruits, vegetables, and wheat are all impacted, raising prices. The cost to feed livestock is forcing farmers and ranchers out of business, blowing up your food prices. The only strategy to counter this is to freeze your food cost at today's prices by getting your own supply of foods from eFoods Direct now. As the price of raw ingredients increases, eFoods will have to raise prices too. Now is the time to get your supply. I recently increased my supply from eFoods Direct because we've all known this was coming. You know about their delicious long-term storable foods. The fact is, you can eat it any time to save money today. And because it stores for 25 years, you're locking in today's prices and avoiding the rising food cost. Don't wait. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free, 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. This is your show. It's the show where your health is your greatest wealth. Our food for the day is tilapia, one of my favorite fish. You can pretty much find it at any restaurant. It's got tremendous health benefits. The nutrition in it, it's full of protein, of course, low in carbohydrates, has low sodium, but it has healthy levels of phosphorus, niacin, selenium, B12, and, of course, has plenty of essential fatty acids for healthy cell function. It's very low in mercury and low in toxicity levels. So unlike other oily fish that function on carnivorous or high animal protein omnivorous diets, tilapia survives mostly on vegetables, seaweeds, and grains. So this, along with their rapid growth rate and short lifespan and quick turnaround, contributes to the very low levels of mercury that they contain. Mercury, of course, is introduced in very small levels and does not have time to accumulate in their systems like other large oily fish. Now, tilapia is a key part of muscle-building diet. So for muscle building, it's important. So patients in recovery from therapy, they're also rebuilding muscle. People looking to build muscle to naturally burn body fat, and people seeking strength-building foods, tilapia is used to its rich levels of protein and low levels of fat. So the USDA reports that tilapia contains about 2 grams of fat per 3.5 ounces of fish, and there's amazingly low fat volume. Not that the fats are bad for you, but it is good to know that the ratio is at that level. So comparatively, tilapia contains about half the calories of similar quantity of salmon. So if you're worried about fat, which you shouldn't be that worried about it, just so you know, fat and salmon is amazing, is extremely good for you. But again, my opinion, better choices than chicken or beef. But again, a lot of great health benefits. You do have to watch out for the mercury, though, in some of the fish. But tilapia, great superfood, great overall health food. 888-283-7272. Lines are open with questions about your health. We're going to go to MJ now. Hi, MJ.
Hi. Hi.
How can I help, darling? What's going on?
So I've recently been diagnosed with Wilson's disease.
Okay.
And it's my understanding that I might have to take thyroid. However, I'd like to exhaust all natural alternatives before taking that next step. And so I'm wondering what might exist.
Well, okay, I got it. So the doctors have told you that recently. Have you had major symptoms, or did they find it in the blood test? What did they...
They found it in the blood test. So I've had fibromyalgia
for 10 years,
and I recently went to a fibromyalgia clinic, and they did the testing. And so it came up that I have low TSH and high RT3.
Okay, got it. What are they suggesting for you right now?
Well, I have my consultation with them tomorrow, so I was hoping to kind of maybe bring a few ideas to the table and talk it over with them.
Well, it just depends on their mindset. You know, it really does, because, in conventional medicine, we don't really look at a lot of natural options. So you're going to have to get a good naturopath. Naturopathic physician would be a real good option. So what I would do is I would go and I would listen to what they have to say, because the conventional side, they're going to give you a lot of options. I mean, as far as treatment goes, they're going to say, well, you need to avoid low copper containing foods, right? Because you have a tendency to hold on to copper. So you want to avoid things like mushrooms, nuts, chocolate, dried fruit, liver, shellfish, those kind of things. They're going to want you to avoid those foods. And then they're going to give you certain medications, which, you know, again, hopefully will bind to the copper and help chelate it out of the system. That's going to be another thing they try to do. So keeping the copper out of the system, obviously, is the big challenge. But they're going to be heavily concerned about the liver, too. So just from a natural side, there's a lot of great things you can do to support the body. Now, things like aloe vera juice, chlorella, you can get that in a powdered version or in a pill or in a drink. And drinking those have been shown. Again, this is here's the challenge is you're going to be up against Western medicine, normal medicine that we have. Not that there's anything wrong with it because I've been trained in it as well. But I'm just saying if you want to go more of the natural route, then you're not probably not going to get a lot of support in that meeting. But that's okay. Because what you want to do is you want to get all your tools for the toolbox. And then I would go find a naturopathic physician, someone that's been doing it for a while, and then get their opinion, then begin to combine the two. Because for traditional medicine, you're going to definitely want to kind of honor what they say. Because Wilson's is no joke. Now, there's a lot of things naturally you can do. I mean, obviously, you can increase your zinc-containing foods, which will throw off the copper. The higher your zinc levels are, just so you know, the lower copper will go. And the higher copper is, the lower levels of zinc. So in Wilson's disease, many times, because your serum levels of copper is so high, you end up having a zinc deficiency. Throws it off. So the more zinc you can get in through your diet, the more avoidance you can have of copper-based foods, the more victory, the potential victory you can have too. So that's just another piece. But yeah, I would get a consultation with a naturopathic physician. Because there's a lot of things I could tell you, but again, you need someone to be able to walk you through that. It's not like, well, these three vitamins are going to be your ace in the hole. You know what I mean? It doesn't work like that. And I know it's kind of scary and all that sort of thing, like the unknown. But there are some genetics pretty heavily involved with it. So it's not like you've done something. You know, it's one of those things where dealing with fibromyalgia and kind of the symptoms for years is a big piece. Now, just a quick question. Have you had a lot of stress in your life, emotional stress?
I mean, on and off.
Okay.
Certainly. I recently had a baby as well.
Oh, congratulations. That's great. Well, you know, when you have a lot of stress like that, usually it can trigger the fibromyalgia and also can trigger some of these other underlying genetic kind of issues. One thing I will tell you, though, for the hypothyroidism, the low thyroid function, iodine could be a possibility. So you might want to bring iodine and tyrosine up to them. Again, they're going to want you to put you on traditional meds for that, but those two natural methods can be an adjunct and may keep your body supported during the process. Keep me posted how that goes. We'll be right back with more Healthy Talk Radio.
This show is designed to provide accurate information of a general nature on the subject matter covered, and giving with the understanding that neither the unlicensed host nor the station is engaged with rendering any form of medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. This information is not approved by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, prevent, treat, or cure any disease. Always seek the advice of a licensed physician with any question you may have regarding a medical condition.
Are you looking for a natural health and wellness-based provider in your area? 80% of the health challenges we face today are diet and lifestyle related. That's why a team of nutritional and lifestyle-based health providers have been developed to help coach you into reaching your health goals, called the Wellness Providers. The Wellness Providers are trusted professionals in your area that incorporate nutritional, wellness, and lifestyle-based strategies to give you a new health game plan, which is designed to help you lifestyle your way toward better health. To find a wellness provider in your area, please call a wellness provider team member at 888-599-9355. That's 888-599-9355. Or go to mywellnessproviders.com. That's mywellnessproviders.com. They'll help you get well, stay well, and live well.